Okay, let's learn some Torah, as you like to say. I'd like to discuss with you briefly tonight is the concept of Birchas Kriyishma. We know from our Siddurim that we recite brachos before and after Kriyishma. The Gemara says that in the morning we recite two brachos before Kriyishma and one bracha afterwards. In the evening we recite two brachos before Kriyishma and two brachos afterwards. Right? That's what we know. In fact, the Medrash in Tehillim on the Pasuk Sheva Bayom Hilalticha, they praise you seven times during the day. The Medrash says that Sheva Bayom Hilalticha refers to the Birchas Kriyishma, because if I have at night two before and two after, that makes a total of four. And in the morning, you have two before and one after, makes a total of three. And when I was in first grade, they told me that 4 + 3 = 7. So Sheva Bayom Hilalticha, the seven praises that we do during the day, refers to Birchas Kriyishma. That's what the Medrash writes. Now, what's interesting to note is if I have a choice between I have seven brachos, and I have to divide them up during the two tefillos when I say Kriyishma, one is Shacharis, one is Ma'ariv. So how come I say four at Ma'ariv and three at Shacharis? Why don't I say four at Shacharis and three at Ma'ariv? That's the question that's asked by the Lavush. And the Lavush answers that the day in Halacha begins at night. So therefore, we have the rule of Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, that we try to do mitzvahs at the first possible time. So I have a mitzvah to do four brachos during one of those tefillahs, so I'll do that in the first tefillah. The first tefillah is Ma'ariv. Right? Ma'ariv is the first tefillah of the day. That's what Lavush assumes. Now what's interesting to note, and this is just something that's worth thinking about, all of our Siddurim, right? You open the Siddur, what's the first thing that you notice in the Siddur? What's the first prayer? Shacharis. Adonolam before Shacharis, right? We have Shacharis in all of our Siddurim before Ma'ariv. And the problem is, if the Lavush is correct, that we say four brachos at night and three during the day, because night is the beginning of the halachic day, so therefore we want to get an extra bracha in at night, so then I would have expected my Siddur to begin with Ma'ariv, but my Siddur begins with Shacharis. Sometimes the Machzor usually begins with Ma'ariv, not with Shacharis. It's worth thinking about, but that's one explanation of the Lavush. If you look in the El Yerabah, which is a commentary on the Lavush, by the way, the Lavush, we mentioned once in the series of Shirim that we used to call Halachic Men, which I'm actually thinking of resuming next week to discuss some of the personalities who crafted the Halacha the way we know it. But in the shir that we gave regarding the Bes Yosef, etc., we noted that there were many people who were opposed to the codification of Shulchan Aruch, or to Rabbi Yosef Karo's codification of Shulchan Aruch. They felt that we shouldn't really have a work that doesn't give reasons. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is what Professor Tversky calls it's an apodictic text. Right? In other words, it's a text that tells me, do this, don't do that. Right? We were speaking about baseball a few minutes ago. So the mashal of the baseball rule book tells you that, you know what, when there's runners on first and second, and there's a pop fly to the infield, and there's a chashash, that if they'll let the ball drop, so they are going to, right, get a double play out of the deal, right? So they can apply the infield fly rule. They don't give you the whole lumdus of why the infield fly rule is applied, and what the rationale behind the infield fly rule is or isn't. They just tell you the halacha is when we apply the infield fly rule, when we don't. That's called apodictic. It's just plain, simple rules. Shulchan Aruch is an apodictic text. It just gives us rules. It does not really give us reasons. The Lavush, who was the Rav in... I think it was in Frankfurt.
Really?
I think Lavush was the Rav in Frankfurt, if I'm not mistaken. So the Lavush notes...
What era?
In the 16th century. Oh. Yeah. Around the same time as Bais Yosef, the Lavush wrote a text where he gave reasons for all the dinim. And the reason why he gave reasons is because he thought it's not proper to pass in shilas without reasons. So he gives this whole essay about how come two brachas at we have four brachas at night and three brachas during the day. So his essay is that night comes before day. That's his chiddush. The Elya Rabba wrote a commentary on the Lavush. Now remember, the Lavush is a big loser in the history of halacha because today no one studies Lavush. We all study Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch won this battle, even though the Lavush is a great text. But Shulchan Aruch won. Now the Elya Rabba in his commentary on the Lavush, he gives a slightly different reason. Mm-hmm. How come at night we have a total of four and during the day we have a total of three? And his reason boils down to the fact that we paskin, or it's debatable if we paskin this way, that Tfilas Arvus Rishus, that Ma'ariv is an optional prayer. And since Ma'ariv is an optional prayer, so Chazal wanted to bolster it a little bit. They wanted to strengthen Ma'ariv. They say, you know what? It's an optional prayer. Zognacha bracha. Throw in an extra bracha because we want to get something more in because it's not really as obligatory. People would feel, oh, nebuch poor old Ma'ariv. So they throw an extra bracha in. That's his rationale. I don't know. I'm not sure if that really is sufficient to me, but that's what the Lavush says, yeah.
In Chutz
L'Olam, we say the Baruch Hashem L'Olam. Now, Baruch Hashem L'Olam is actually halachically problematic for that reason. Because remember, the Mishnah says that at night we say two brachas before and two brachas after. Baruch Hashem L'Olam is not mentioned. Now, Baruch Hashem L'Olam is certainly a later addition. It was because they were worried that people might be left alone. Their shuls used to be out of the city, and there was a concern for safety for people to come back from shul, so they wanted to elongate davening. He said, Baruch Hashem La'olam. Baruch Hashem La'olam actually has 18 verses in it, no? The 18 psukim in Baruch Hashem La'olam, and it's supposed to be a substitute Shemona Esrei.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask.
Some of the Achrayim paskin, I'll say it like this. We paskin that by Shachris, Smichas Gula L'Tfila shrumps Tfila B'Tzibur. Let's say, this never ever happened to me, God forbid, of course, you know, I've been a tzaddik. But let's say someone will come late for davening, and what do you do when you come late for davening? So by Shachris, you have to daven straight. First you say, right, Psuki de Zimra, like we mentioned last week, and Birchas Kriya Shema, and then Shemona Esrei. And I can't just go in, if I show up and they're about to start Shemona Esrei, I can't just put my tefillin and say Shemona Esrei with them, because we paskin that Smichas Gu'ul Tzvila, having the Bruch of God Yisrael before Shemona Esrei, is more important than davening with a minion by Shachris. By Ma'ariv, we paskin the reverse, no? By Ma'ariv, we paskin that because in part of Sarvus Rishos, we paskin that at Ma'ariv, Tfila B'Tzibur is better than the Smichas Gu'ul Tzvila. So if you come late to Ma'ariv, and they're about to daven Shemona Esrei, you know what you do? Take out your sitter, you say Shemona Esrei, and after Shemona Esrei, you say Birchas Kriya Shema, right, with Shema, etc. That's what you do at Ma'ariv, right? Ma'ariv, we assume that Tfila B'Tzibur trumps Smichas Gu'ul Tzvila. That's the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Many of the Achrayim point out that in a case where you did that, let's say I daven Shemona Esrei, and then after davening Shemona Esrei, I'm going to start davening the Birchas Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema. So in that situation, when you say Baruch Hashem La'olam, you should stand up for Baruch Hashem La'olam, and you should have in mind that those 18 verses are like a substitute Shemona Esrei. No? It's like a substitute Shemona Esrei. Those 18 verses, like 18 brachas, that's the basic idea. So, just to review, we have Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, we have 7 brachos that we recite. These brachos are called Birchas Kriyishma. The question that we have to focus on is, what's the relationship between Birchas Kriyishma and Kriyishma? Yes?
Didn't you say in a previous shiur that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you come late to davening, there are certain things
you can
skip?
So we could skip certain stuff in Pesukei Dezimra, for sure. But I have to say Birchas Kriya Shema.
Right.
Right? I have to say
Birchas Kriya Shema. So if you come late, you're saying that...
Let's say I come so late, they're up to Shemona Esrei already.
Right.
So what do I do in that case? So by Shachris, what I do is I end up not davening Shemona Esrei with the Kohol,
right.
But by Ma'ariv, I daven Shemona Esrei with the Kohol.
But wouldn't you follow the Shulchan Aruch and say, okay, I'm going to say
I'll truncate my Pesukei Dezimra, but sometimes you could, it's possible, and it's hard for you to believe, it's possible you could come so late that even if you make your Pesukei Dezimra shorter, it's not going to help you, no? It is possible. Oh, I never. Who could do such a thing? It could happen. Now, so what's the relationship between Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema? Now, there are really two or three possibilities. And let's explain. One possibility is that Birchas Kriya Shema are the brachos on the mitzvah of Shema. You know, most mitzvahs that I do, I make a bracha beforehand. And it's a little bit difficult. How come I don't make a bracha? Right? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. How come there's no bracha that God commanded us to read Shema? Right? It's a good kasha. So one suggestion might be, well, there's no bracha to read Shema because Shema is the type of mitzvah that doesn't get a bracha. Any mitzvah that might require a very high level of kavana, perhaps, so the bracha isn't shayach because maybe I won't get the mitzvah, maybe I won't say Shema with all the proper kavanas, maybe that's why it's like a technical reason. But some suggest, let's finish the point, some suggest that the reason why there's no bracha to recite Shema is because you're making a mistake. There is a bracha to recite Shema. When I, let's say, we just davened Ma'ariv a few minutes ago. So in Ma'ariv, right, I say the bracha of Hamariv Harofim. Then the bracha of Ohev Amo Yisrael. And then I say Shema. And you know what those brachas are? I could say that those brachas are the brachas on Shema. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. I don't use the expression, God commanded me to read Shema, but you know what? Sometimes you have a bracha that doesn't spell it out exactly, and what we'll discuss a little bit later is that maybe some of the themes of these brachos connect to the themes of Shema. Maybe the Birchos Kriya Shema are brachos on Shema. That is one possibility. Another possibility is that Birchas Kriya Shema are not a bracha on the Shema. Maybe Birchas Kriya Shema are brachos of Shavach V'Hoda'ah. Just like we spoke about, when we learned the Birchas HaShachar, right? Right? The bracha B'Hashanasan HaSech V'Vina. So we spoke about maybe it's just a way of praising God for certain events that take place. And there's a Birchas Shavach V'Hoda'ah sometimes that's connected to a mitzvah, no? When I do a bris milah for my son, I say the bracha v'hachniso b'friso shalavram avinu, right, by the bris milah. Many of you shall understand that's a Birchas Shavach V'Hoda'ah. I do a shchita, right? So the Birchas HaShchita, according to many, is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas Shavach V'Hoda'ah. I thank God for instituting shchita. I get married. Right? So, the bracha, that bracha might be not a bracha on the mitzvah, maybe a brachas shevach v'hodah. It's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether marriage is a mitzvah, whether shechita is a mitzvah, etc. Right? But one could contend that even if it is a mitzvah, the bracha is not the bracha for a mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs don't get brachos. Right? Why? Look at the Rashba Simin Yud Ches, right? That many mitzvahs don't get brachas, whatever it is. But just to review, okay? We're saying a lot. But to review, what we're basically getting at is that so far there are two basic possibilities of how to understand Birchas Kriya Shema. One possibility is that the brachos are brachos on the mitzvah of Shema. The other possibility is that the brachos are not brachos on the mitzvah of Shema. Rather, these are brachos of Shavach V'Hoda, thanking God for an institution of Shema. Dov, you're with us. This is going to be good Torah. What? It's going to be good. Ready? So now, there is a standard approach in Judaism, and then there is the approach that Rav Soloveitchik took. Rav Soloveitchik, I used to say it like this, say Judaism is a great religion until the Rambam was born. And the Rambam like made all the problems, no?
Well, because didn't you say in the Gemara, he looked at the
Rambam was the only one that we have who looked at the Gemara not through the eyes of Rashi. Rashi. Right. Every other Rishon that we have that we study regularly looks at Gemara through the eyes of Rashi. The Rambam doesn't. That's why the Rambam is always
different.
Interesting. But the standard approach in Judaism is found here in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Now the Beis Yosef quotes. Now, in the morning, we say a in the morning before Baruch Sha'amar even. So there is a Kriya Shema that's recited in the morning, no?
Yes.
Right? There's a Shema that's said in the morning, right at the beginning of davening. Now, why is that Shema recited? Why do you say Shema then?
In case
of it could be in case by the time you reach regular Kriya Shema, you'll miss the Zman. That's thinking like a modern man who goes to 9 o'clock Minyan.
But you could...
In the time of the Rishonim, they were also worried that by the time I'm going to reach regular Kriya Shema, I'm going to miss the Zman. But you know what Zman they're worried about? Sunrise.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing, but they couldn't imagine, right? We're much more imaginative than they were. They couldn't imagine a 9 o'clock minyan. So they're worried. So they say that in the morning we'll say Kriya Shema, right? But Omer Pahayim B'chonim Shema Yisrael to be Yotze Zayin. Right? Why do I want to be Yotze? I want to be Yotze because maybe it'll be after sunrise when I get to the regular Kriya Shema. Now, by the way, if you assume that at that time in the morning you have to be Yotze, so presumably you should say more than just a single pasuk, right? You should say either one parasha, two parashios, one pasuk presumably doesn't really do the trick, etc. Fine, yeah.
But using that using the logic of being concerned about sunrise and only saying one portion of the Shema, isn't the Shema what it attempts to do is to get you to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. So why don't
the Shema tries to do a few things? We'll touch on it later. We asked the question. They should have instituted all three parashios then. If you're trying to be Yotzei Kriya Shema, they should have instituted all three parashios first thing in the morning. They didn't. It's worth thinking about. Let's go on. Now, the Rashba writes, we'll get there. Right, we will get there, but we'll try to say we'll try to say it a little differently than you've heard it in the past,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what I heard also.
Let's go on. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the right? So Beis Yosef says that now we say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema B'tzibur might be after sunrise. Ugedola mizu matzasi laharashba b'tshuva zelashono. Beis Yosef quotes, I found the Rashba in the Tshuva. This is what the Rashba writes. Hodet na neikor b'tar b'giyaz man mikram kiving libo yotza misdavar d'chozev omer brachus b'fnei atzman. Right? The Mishnah says that you're reading Torah and the time for Kriya Shema comes. So if you have kavon to be yotze, you yotze. Zok the Rashba, but later on in the day, you'll have to say the brachos on their own. Vav she'enu kore Kriya Shema, you could say the brachos. Sha'a brachos on niskanu al Kriya Shema. Teida she'enu mevarech al Kriya Shema. Zok the Rashba, the Yisod, and this is the normative, regular, standard Judaism, says the Rashba, birchas Kriya Shema are not brachos on Shema. I take out my sitter, and I see, it doesn't say, Asher Kishom Tzosav V'tzivano Al Shema, right? Says the Rashba, Birchas Kriya Shema are not brachas on Shema. What are they? Presumably these are brachos of Shema Fodah. That's probably what the Rashba holds. This idea, Lecha Oira, makes it to Shulchan Aruch in a certain way, but it might not make it. In Siman Nun Tes.
What do you mean by not make it?
Wait.
Oh.
Wait, we'll okay. Explain. It says, Birchas Yotzer, Omer Im Shaliyat Tzibur Benachas. Right? The Brach of Yotzer or Varechoshach, you should say it with the Shaliyat Tzibur quietly, gently. V'yimar V'sayim, Kon Yishisayim HaShatz, Yano Omer Nachar Shatz. Right, I should finish the bracha of Yotzer Hamaoros before the Chazan, so I can answer Amen to the Chazan. Umihum lo amara rak shama me'ashatz yotza, because with these brachos, the Chazan can be motzi the yachid. Mihu, the shatz cannot be motzi yachid unless there's 10 people there. Kama, velo ya'ane amen achar siyum habocher ba'mo yisrael b'yahava mishum dehevi hafzik. The Mechaber writes, do not answer Amen after Habocher Bamo Yisrael B'Yahava, because it's an interruption. Right? What's an interruption between? It's an interruption of the bracha before the Shema. The Rama writes, look in Siman Samach Aleph. Now, when you follow the Mishnah Berura says, I shouldn't interrupt. According to the Mechaber, I don't say Amen after Bocher Bamo Yisrael B'Yahava. Why should I not interrupt? I should not interrupt, just like I don't interrupt between any mitzvah and the bracha that you make on the mitzvah. Now, this Mechaber, by the way, the way Shulchan Aruch was written is cut and paste of the Rambam, no? This is straight Rambam Aleph Yud Zayin of Kriya Shema. So the Rambam says, don't answer Amen, because it's a hefsek. But the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Berurah says this in Siman in Sifkat and Chaf Hey, the Ramah says, look in Siman Samach Aleph and Sif Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that over there we explain that the Brach of HaBocher, the Minag, is to finish it before the Shatz and to answer Amen, like the Darkei Moshe writes. Right? In Breuers, they answer Amen after the Chazan says, HaBocher Moshe Ba'ahava? They don't answer Baruch HaVishon, they answer Amen.
Yes.
That is standard Ashkenaz Psak. That is Rabbi Moses Isserles' reading. The Ramah says that you should answer Amen. Why? V'hatam, zok the Mishnah Berura. Because Birchas Kriya Shema are not like all other Birchas HaMitzvahs, because we don't make Asher Kishon Mitzvah Sabbatim on Lekos Shema. Right? Ela, Birchas Bifnei Atman Hein. And they institute to make these Brachos before Kriya Shema. Meaning what the Ramah is saying in Siman Samach Aleph, and the psak that the Mishnah Berurah is giving based on that Ramah is that you can answer Amen Tabocher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahavo. Why? Because the bracha is not a bracha in Shema. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, is very firm, no?
Yes.
Maybe we'll have to discuss this. Mishnah Berurah is very firm. And the Mishnah Berurah says, since I'm so firm, therefore you should try to avoid the Shaila and finish the bracha together at the same time with the Chazan. Right? In like yeshivas, people do this, no? Remember this dove in yeshivas? They scream at, everyone finishes together, right? HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael B'Yahava, right? They finish it with the chazan, right? So that way you don't answer Amen. But the Mechaber says you can never answer Amen. The Rambam says that you really always should answer Amen. Now, this machlokes is whether the bracha of Shema is a bracha on the mitzvah of Shema. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, elsewhere in Siman Nun Ches, in Shulchan Aruch, someone actually last week asked me a shaila like this. He was on. What? So Yotzer HaMa'oros is not the. You should finish up and answer Amen for sure. Because that bracha is not really a bracha on the Shema. It's like one bracha away from the Shema, no? Here's how this is bracha number one. Shtayim lefanel. So whenever there are two brachas beforehand, you can only have one bracha that's really connected to the mitzvah, correct? There are two brachas that lead up to the mitzvah, but it's only bracha number two that is tzamud to the mitzvah. So no one, I think, says not to answer Amen after bracha number one, even though bracha number one is connected to the mitzvah, but come on, right? The whole bracha number two interrupts.
Wouldn't be the easiest
I would say with Sheva brachos, you would say.
We answer Amen, don't we? To all the Sheva brachos? I think so. Yeah?
Wouldn't the easiest thing just to be to finish the bracha before the chazan so that you can answer Amen?
Well, if I'm a Sfaradi, I shouldn't answer Amen at all. Because the Mechaber says, don't answer Amen. The Amen would be an interruption between the bracha and the Shema. And we want the bracha to be a bracha on Shema.
But if you're an Ashkenazi.
If an Ashkenazi, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, try to finish it with the Chazan. Even though the Ramah says, you should answer Amen. Mishnah Berurah is very firm. He says, don't
okay,
do that.
Then there's a problem, because the Mishnah, I read it in the Mishnah Berurah, that for Baruch Shemar, he says, if you finish it at the same time as the chazan, don't answer Amen.
So there's a difference between brachos. Again, here also, I finish at the same time as the chazan, I should not answer Amen. That's correct. But that's the idea. And don't answer Amen. That's right. Now, the other week I got a shadow like this. Someone was on his way to shul, and he got involved in a conversation. Actually, he got involved in a conversation with me. I had no idea the person didn't daven. And we had a very long conversation. And then a couple of hours later, he gives me a call. He says, Rabbi, I feel really bad, but I started talking to you, and you should know I forgot to daven shacharis. And I was like, late in the day, what can I still daven? It was before Chatzos, before midday. And so, obviously, Kedam Shmona Esrei, no? Even though it's after Zman Tefila, but okay, you could still daven L'chora. What about Birchas Kriyashma? How long can you say Birchas Kriyashma for? So Shulchan Aruch writes that Afal Pi here in Siman Nun Ches, Afi Shezman Nimshach Ad Sof Sha'a Gimel, Im Ovra Sha'a Gimel V'lo Kar'a Kori Yosu B'Birchosel Kol Sha'a Dalet Shu Shlosh Hayayim. Zman Kriyashma is the third, is 3 hours, but you could say Birchas Kriyashma in the fourth hour. Vim Ovra Shadalad Velo Kara, then you read it without the brachos all day. Meaning, I can say Kriya Shema all day, but I can only say Birchas Kriya Shema until the fourth hour. No? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Well, let's just try to keep focused.
Is
yeah.
it referring to a halachic hour or a regular hour?
Halachic hour. Halachic hour. Now, okay. So now, what's going on over here? I only get the Mitzvah Shema the first 3 hours of the day. But I say the Birchas Kriya Shema, 4 hours. What's the Pshat? Zok the Mishnah Brura, the same idea. That the Brachos are not connected to Shema, the Mishnah Brura writes. The Afapish in this can call them Kriya Shema, Mikomakum, these are not Brachos of Kriya Shema, because you don't make Asher Shema, no Likro Shema. And therefore the Brachos are like davening. And since they're like davening, so they have the dinam of davening, you say the Brachos the fourth hour. Now, if I add 1 and 1, I get 11. Because, never thought of that. Right? If I add 1 plus 1 over here, I realize, 1 second, let's read between the lines. The Mishnah is saying that the brachos of Shema are not connected to Shema. But we said before that that's only true according to the Ramah, that you answer Amen after a Bocher Bamo Yisrael Ba'ahava. But according to the Mechaber, that you don't answer Amen because it's an interruption. So then, what's the din, right, for Birchas Kriya Shema? And we said the Mechaber is calling the Rambam. It happens that the Rambam holds, and this is a point that the Sefer Einayim LeMishpat writes. There are really three shittas in Rishonim as to what's the Zman for Birchas Kriya Shema.
What's the connection to 4 hours?
So 4 hours is Zman Tefillah. That's the proper time of Davening Shmoneh Esrei. So Birchas Kriya Shema is a din in davening.
No, it's but you would say that you could say Shmoneh Esrei until Chatzos.
I could say, but I don't really get the. I could say Shmoneh Esrei Chatzos like Bidyev. I don't really get the schar of Tefillah of the Zman. I get there's some sort of schar of Tefillah.
So why would Birchas Kriya Shema?
Because Birchas Kriya Shema is when I'm doing Shmoneh Esrei right. Let's go slowly. It happens that there are three shittas of Rishonim. One shita in Rishonim is that Birchas Kriya Shema is said until the fourth hour. Right. That's because Birchas Kriya Shema is based on proper time of davening. The second sheet in Rishonim is that Birchas Kriya Shema goes until Chatzos. Why? It's based on the B'diyeva time of davening. The third sheet is that Birchas Kriya Shema can be recited all day. Now, where the heck does that come from? So the Rambam is the one that says you can recite Birchas Kriya Shema all day. And I told you before that the Rambam holds that Birchas Kriya Shema is a din in Kriya Shema. It's brachos on Shema. So how come I can recite it all day? So the answer the Kesef Mishnah gives, Rav Soloveitchik loved this Kesef Mishnah. The answer the Kesef Mishnah gives is that the Rambam holds that you can say Shema all day. Biggest kula in Judaism.
B'shach b'chov kumech.
What does that mean? B'shach b'chov kumech. Exactly. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Ready? At night. Do I have to say Shema within the first 3 hours of the night? No such thing. I can say Kriya Shema all night long. No? So b'shach b'cha means the whole time, right, of night. So b'kumecha should mean the whole time of during the day. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Zman Kriya Shema Zadim D'Rabbanon. Min ha-Torah, you could say Shema all day long, and you get the mitzvah of Shema all day long. And by Ma'ariv also, the first Mishnah of Brachas, I could say Shema all night long. There might be Din D'Rabbanon to get it before Chatzos, right? But min ha-Torah I can say Shema all night long. Min ha-Torah I can say Shema all day long. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Zman Kriya Shema for the Rambam. These 3 hours of Shema, that's in Gansin, that's entirely a Din D'Rabbanon.
And therefore, Birchas Kriya Shema was instituted when I am Yotze Shema min HaTorah. So the Rambam holds I can say Birchas Kriya Shema Agan Satog. All day I can say Birchas Kriya Shema.
By the way, we seem to paskin, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, that if I miss Shema, if I miss davening, but ones, I can say Birchas Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Again, Shulchan Aruch says you can only say it until the fourth hour. We say until Chatzos, if it's Ba'ones, you can rely on those other Rishonim, that goes until Chatzos. Ah. But the point is, the Rambam holds that Birchas Kriya Shema is a bracha on Shema. But according to the Ramah, according to the Rush, the Ashkenazi Rishonim, Birchas Kriya Shema is not a din. The Rash, but that we said, Birchas Kriya Shema is not a din on Shema itself. Well, again, Higiyas Ma'at Kriya Shema Shel Shachris probably meant that they were trying to say Shema at the optimal time, which is before sunrise. Now's the time to say Shema. You'll miss it because sunrise is about to happen. Okay. Yeah.
So why weren't they worried about Shema and Esrei also before sunrise?
Shmona Esrei is entirely. Why wouldn't they not worry about Shmona Esrei that what? When?
The,
where?
That you say before sunrise, just like Shmona.
The dinim of davening, the ideal time for davening is Yira'ucha im Shemesh. They should daven right when the sun rises. Which right. Means say Kriya Shema before sunrise and Shmona Esrei right after sunrise. Ah. Now, Rav Soloveitchik took this step a bit further. The Rav in his shiurim, this is found in Rabbi Ganek, published a work called Shi'urei HaRav on Tefillah and on Kriya Shema. This is actually very good. Rabbi Ganek happens to write the Rav Torah very clearly, no? Anyone, there's some people who just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a gifted pen. Some people just write in a lucid way. And other people, they write in German. And whatever. There's never been a lucid sentence composed in the German language, in my opinion. What?
It's probably true.
So, the Rambam, the Rav in the Shir, developed the Shita of the Rambam, but he said it even in a more, in a stronger way than we've been thinking until now. What we're arguing is that according to the Rambam, Birchas Kriya Shema is a din in Shema. It's brachos on Shema. But according to the Rashba, it's not brachos on Shema. The Rambam writes, and the Rav pointed this out, interestingly, in Perek Aleph of Brachos, Perek Aleph of Kriya Shema, excuse me. The Rambam talks about Birchas Kriya Shema. The Rambam writes that you can't change the text of the brachos. If it's a bracha that should be a long bracha and finishes Baruch Atah, it has to finish Baruch Atah. If it's supposed to be a short bracha, it has to be a short bracha. Klalo shel davar, the end of halacha zayin. Kol ha-mishan me'apeya shetovu chacham be'brachos, harei ze to'eh, v'chozer u'mevareh kimat be'a. If I change the text of the bracha, I change the formula of the bracha, I'm making a mistake, and I have to go back and make the bracha again in the proper formula. That's what the Rambam says. The Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach. The Ramach was a Provençal Rishon. And the Ramach comments, Lo Nehira. Right? Rambam is paskening that if I change the formula of a bracha, I'm not Yotze, and I have to repeat the bracha, says the Kesef Mishnah, Lo Nehira, it's wrong. There's a Gemara that says, Brich Rachman Amore the High Pita. That's Binyamin, Raya, or something. He said, blessed be God, the owner of the bread. And the Gemara says that you're Yotze benching that way, no? Now that's not the text of benching. Yeah, I'm Yotze. According to the Rambam, I should not be Yotze, because I'm Mishan mit Mapeya Shetavu. And the Gemara has that at the end of Brachas, in the context of Birchas HaGomel, Yahavachlon v'lo Yahavachla Afra, that God gave you to us, not to the dust. And they say, oh, you don't have to say Goimel. Even though you're Mishan mit Mapeya. Even though we change the Mapeya HaBracha, you're still Yotze. So says the Ramach, Rambam, how can you paskin Therefore, Mishan Mimapeya, you are not yotzing. You have to bang. You have to say the bracha again. When we know from these gemaras that you are yotzing. Now, the problem is compounded because we just read a Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma. But if I read the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, I see that the Rambam seemingly contradicts himself when he said Hilchos Kriyashma. Hilchos Brachos, Rambam writes, the Nusach of Or Brachos was instituted by Ezra, I happen to like the name, and his Bezdin, fine. And you shouldn't change the Nusach, and don't add on to them. And if you change it, you're making a mistake. Now, unlike in Hilchos Kriyashma, when the Rambam tells me if I change the Nusach of Bracha, I made the type of fatal error. You know, like sometimes on your computer it says fatal error, computer will now shut down, and please spend lots of money to get your computer to be fixed. Sometimes it's just a plain error, and you have to just reboot, no? In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam Paskins here, Mashan Mimapeya, is a plain error, and you just, okay, error, feel bad, right? You're a Toya, you made a mistake, but you're Yotze. In Hilchos Kriyishma, the Rambam says, you're not Yotze. You have to be Chozer Mivarech, the Rambam says. Make the Bracha again. So not only does the Ramach have a question on the Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyishma, but what the Ramach is asking, that you seem to be Yotze, right? You get that impression from the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Comes along the Rav, and the Rav said, you know what the answer is? There's a difference between Birchas Kriyashma and Or Brachos. Meaning, Zuck the Rav, Birchas Kriyashma, the Bracha is Mamish on Shema. And not only is the Bracha Mamish on Shema, the Rav said the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Bracha is so fully connected to Shema that if I mess up the Bracha, I'm not Yotze. Why am I not Yotze? I'm not Yotze Shema even.
So he understands
it would be, I'm not Yotze Shema itself. Since I'm not Yotze the Bracha, I'm not even Yotze Shema itself. Now, it's a stretch.
You can read that differently, right?
Oh, absolutely. But we'll see why the Rav says in the next halacha. But the Rav is basically arguing that the Bracha on the Brachos on Kriya Shema, right, it's the diametric opposite of the Rashi. The Rashi said these Brachos have nothing to do with Shema. The Rav is saying these Brachos are so connected to Shema that if you mess up, right? If you mess up, we are going to say you're not Yotze. And then I have another Rambam. In Perek Beis of Kriyas Shema Halacha Yud-Gimel. This is the kicker, no? Let's say it like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah discusses, right? It's the last source. Whenever I have to do a mitzvah based on Safik D'Oraisa L'Hachmir, do I make a bracha? So it's Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. It's Machlokes Bayin Rav in the Gemara and Shabbos. Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Right, that when I make a bracha, when I do a mitzvah based on a suffix, the Rambam says don't make a bracha because I paskin, I have to do the mitzvah suffix d'oraisa l'hachmir, but the bracha I'm not going to make. That's what the Rambam paskins. The Ravid jumps up and down in Spitzwood and Nichols, and he quotes Rav and the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Ravid says no, you should make a bracha when you do a mitzvah mikaya suffix. So usually the Rambam says, when I do a mitzvah based on the Safek, I don't make a bracha. But Zuck the Rambam, Perek Beis of Kriyashma, Lochi Yagimel. Safek Kora Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kora, Chozer Bekore, Mavarech Lofanel Achareha. Zuck the Rambam, if I have a Safek, if I say Shema or not, so what I should do is say Shema again, Safek Doraisa, and make brachas. So everyone else jumps up and down, they say, what the heck, Rambam? What's going on? Right? You yourself hold that you have a suffix, you do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. How come by Kriyishma, you do the mitzvah, and you make the bracha? So the Rav, no. Hein hadavarit. Because the brachos of Kriyishma, the brachos of Kriyishma are so integrated with Shema itself, that Shema without the brachos is deficient. And therefore you have to say Shema with the brachos. Now, why is this true? So this is the Rav's famous idea that he speaks about thematically. There's a connection between Birchas Kriyashma and the Shema. Okay, the first paragraph, the Shema has three paragraphs, no? One, two, and three. The first paragraph of Shema has a basic theme which is known to be... the Gemara says that first there's Shema before V'hayom Shema. The Shema talks about Achdus Hashem. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. First is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and then there's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. No, that's what the Gemara says it. Now, the first bracha of Kriya Shema is Yoytzer Ahar Uvo Rechol Shech Osei Shalom Uvo Reyes HaKol. Now, the Gemara says, I say Yoytzer Ahar Rechol Shech. During the day, I mention night. At night, I mention day. Why do I do that? Zakli Gemara says, I should not say there's Shtei Rishuyos. I shouldn't say there's two different domains. Shouldn't say there's two different sources of authority. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of authority. The only source of power. That's what the Gemara says. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Yosef HaRechol Shech, Osa Shalom Uvore Ra. Right? We change Ra to Kol. Right? The idea is, though, that we're saying that that's Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. That's about accepting God. Second paragraph of Shema is Kabbalah's O Mitzvahs, but especially included in the second paragraph of Shema is the idea of Talmud Torah. No? Talmud Torah is really connected. That's Talmud Torah in the second paragraph of Shema. No? Now, the second bracha of Kriya Shema is the bracha of Torah, no? Ahabas olam ava rabba. Basically, we say, right, that we should be happy when we study Torah. And we know that the Gemara says that if I didn't say Birchas HaTorah, ahava rabba can suffice. It's also part of Birchas HaTorah. So thematically, it's really connected. The third bracha is the bracha of... the third paragraph of Shema is the paragraph of Tzitzis. That's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The third bracha that we have is Ga'al Yisrael. That's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Rav, because there's a real thematic connection over here, so therefore the brachos of Shema, right, are deepening our understanding of Kriya Shema. And therefore, if I didn't say Shema, I have to say Shema with the brachos. Why? Because the brachos are necessary in order to have a proper understanding for what Shema is. It mamish integrates. Now, the funny thing about the Rav Shtickel Torah over here is, I think he jumped a step, and I don't think you need to say it. And let me explain. Just like we pointed out, there's Machlokes Rashba and Rambam, whether the brachos are brachos on Shema or not. But even the Rashba agrees that if I have a suffix, if I said Shema, I didn't say Shema, I repeat Shema and I say the brachos. Right, that's a Gemara. So the Rav made a whole Shtickel Torah. He says, oh, you see, you point to the Rambam, the Birchas Kriya Shema is really connected to the Shema, and he gives a thematic connection. It's beautiful. But I would contend that that thematic connection might be true, even if it's not Birchas HaMitzvah. In other words, even if the brachos of Shema, or Birchas Shevach HaOdah, they're not connected to Shema per se, but those brachos certainly enhance the Shema experience, and they enhance the kavana of Shema. And that's why Chozer Bekore in Bechoseha, I think, is true, even according to the Rashba. So, I don't know exactly why the Rav... I mean, it's a beautiful Shtickel Torah that the Rav said, and I think the thematic connection is real, but I would maintain that that thematic connection is real, even if Birchas Kriya Shema or Birchas Shevach HaHoda'ah rather than Birchas HaMitzvah. Just the last Mara Malkum to talk about whether it's Birchas Shevach HaHoda'ah or Birchas HaMitzvah. I remember when we learned in Yeshiva and we learned Hilchos Shechita, so the Shach and Simin Yud Tes develops an idea. The Ramot Paskins that if I didn't make my bracha before Shechita, I can make the bracha after Shechita. And that's quoting from the Arzarua. And the Shach says that even that the Arzarua holds that all Birchas HaMitzvah lechatchila I should say before the mitzvah, but if I didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, I make the bracha after the mitzvah. Beautiful idea that the Arzarua has. The Shach notes that the Rambam disagrees with the Arzarua, and the Rav gave a whole share that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir, and if it's a matir to do the mitzvah, you can only make the Birchas HaMitzvah before the mitzvah. That's what the Rav said. Beautiful. But if you look in the Arzarua himself, How did the Ezer and the Leiter make Birchas HaMitzvah after the mitzvah? The Ezer brings a raya from Birchas Kriya Shema. Right? The Gemara says, if I didn't say, for whatever the reason, Yotzer Ar before Shema, I say Yotzer Ar after Shema. Zot the Ezer, this teaches me that I can make Birchas HaMitzvah after the mitzvah. But what did I see from that Arzeruah? And this is a raya that the pre-Yitzchak has in his tshuva. The pre-Yitzchak was the main Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, Itzel Petterberger, he lived in Petterberg. They used to say that he was a very big Talmud Chacham, and they asked him a question, how can he learn so much Musar if he's a big Talmud Chacham? Because Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't learn Musar. So his answer was, he says, yeah, I know enough dinim that Hilchos Birchas pass. It says that if you have two pieces of bread, one's a shalim and one's a gadol, you should make the breath on the shalim more than the gadol. But if you have a tiny little roll and a big thing that's not complete, make the breath on the shalim. Said that it's a Petterberger, learning Musa makes you a shalim, and it's more important than being to be a shalim than to be a gadol. That's his famous Shtickle Torah. So Bitzel Petterberger, the first shuva, the pre-Yitzchak, Chelak Aleph Siman Aleph, asks a question. He says that in St. Petersburg, it's far up north. Right? So you have a very, very short night. And in the mornings, my Kriya Shema is very early. And people miss, and no shul daven before Zman Kriya Shema. And people just say Shema before Zman Kriya Shema. They all no shul daven. So the question is, should you daven with Kriya Shema and the brachos on your own? You should daven with a minyan after Zman Kriya Shema. So Rabbi Itzel Petterberg actually passed and said you should daven on your own before Zman Kriya Shema. Based on this whole shtickle Torah, that the birchas of Kriya Shema are brachos of the mitzvah of Shema, and my mitzvah of Shema is inferior if I do it without Birchas Kriya Shema. He quotes a Vilna Gaon at the end, the Gaon in Simon Mem Vav Paskins, that if I say Kriya Shema before this man, right, if I say Kriya Shema, right, during, before this man Kriya Shema, the way I should, then when I daven and I say Birchas Kriya Shema later, after Zman Kriya Shema, like what most people do on the Shabbos morning, the Gaon says you're not Yotze Smichas Kula L'Tfilah in that case. That's a big chiddush of the Gaon. But the Gaon is saying that if you're Yotze Smichas Kula L'Tfilah, you need Kriya Shema as a mitzvah with the brachos. Tremendous chiddush in the Gaon. The pre-Yitzchak Paskins, that you should say Kriya Shema with the brachos in the proper Zman, and misdavli with a minyan. But his whole idea is predicated on the fact that he tries to build up this approach that Birchas Kriya Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah, not Birchas Sheva Hoda, against the Rashba. Again, these are some of the points that we wanted to make. I thank you for listening, Kefra. That, if you read it that way, yes. All the Brachas HaMakiv, because they enhance the Kiyum of Kriya Shema.
So why do you need
but even the Berachas HaMitzvah should usually be before Shema, you can be Yotzei it after. Okay, Chevron, thank you for listening.